Saturday, August 19th, 2006, the class of 2010 arrived. My DePauw journey began, just as it did for all of us, on a sunny August afternoon 4 years ago. By the time I had reached exit 41 off of Interstate 70 West, I had listened to and sang along with great fervor to every CD in my possession, and was excited to get out of my car that was packed to the brim with items I insisted were necessary in college. I excitedly pulled off towards the large brown sign that read, DePauw University. I had finally made it, or so I thought. After another 10 minutes of driving through windy roads and hills, I began to wonder if I had missed a turn. I was about to ask for directions when I came across a weathered KFC, what seemed to be an extraordinary number of gas stations, and a small green sign pointing towards campus. I looked around and thought, have I really decided to come to college in a small rural town? I maneuvered my way through campus and eventually found my dormitory. Although I had been told through countless posts on the class Facebook message board to preference Longdon Hall, I found myself in a uniquely shaped and interestingly decorated Hogate, also known as Hogetto. As I moved my large mound of belongings into my new home, I looked around and got a sense of comfort from the excited, tired, and somewhat terrified faces of all those strangers who would soon be my friends. College was finally beginning. On that day, 599 overly eager and somewhat sweaty freshmen unpacked their cars and U-Hauls, hugged their parents goodbye, and made their way to the Union Building to have their ID photo taken. That small headshot, which would continue to haunt us for the next 4 years, seemed to perfectly capture the sentiment that day. Our faces looked full of energy and anticipation, with a tint of panic and a smudge of terror. We were excited to begin an amazing adventure, but were sad at the thought of leaving our family, our friends, and our homes. The jumble of nervousness and enthusiasm we felt that first day has followed us throughout our 4 years. We felt it when we squirmed in our desks during first year seminar, when we stood shivering in front of a Greek house during recruitment, when we got on a plane full of strangers who we would later call friends during winter term, and when we finally handed in our senior theses. That anxious excitement has given us vigor, kept us adrenalized, and has pushed us to do better and to do more. Our 4 years at DePauw have been a time of transition and change, which has given us a unique opportunity to make a lasting impact on our school. When we left the ID office with our freshly printed black and gold tiger cards, we immediately began shaping this place as the first class to abandon the red and white swipe cards. We were the first class to enjoy a Longdon melt at the Den. We were the first and last class to successfully fill all six of our groups. We have witnessed the construction of the Prindle Institute for Ethics and the remodeling of the Green Center for Performing Arts. We have gotten to know and have gotten to complain to 2 university presidents. We have helped hire the campus planning firm that will continue to reshape this campus for years to come. As a class, we have made our mark on DePauw history, and we have contributed great things to this place. Some of our accomplishments are large and public, others are small and personal. Beginning our freshman year, some of the women that sit before us today won the Division III Women's Basketball National Championship. Two of us have earned Fulbright Awards. A few of us organized a rally that brought together the university against intolerance. One of us was named Greencastle Citizen of the Year, while another was named one of 4 finalists for the Gagliardi Trophy. Currently, the women's softball team is competing to win the Division III World Series. While it is clear that our class is made up of very talented individuals, we have all contributed to this experience. Many of us cheered on our team to two Monon victories. Some of us have fallen in love. A few of us came to DePaul wanting to be doctors and are leaving poets, while others successfully organized weekend toga parties. We have all immersed ourselves in our own pursuits. Today we find ourselves in a position similar to the one we faced 4 years ago. We enter a new door and leave our friends and our homes to embark on a new adventure. This is the last time the class of 2010 will be assembled together. I have lived in the same old, crooked, but charming house for the last 3 years and consider DePaul my home. I am scared to leave behind a place that I love. However, my sadness is juxtaposed with a desire to take the information DePaul has given me and the talents it has fostered within me and impact the world in a similar way that we have all impacted DePaul. I am excited to see this dynamic and driven class extend its ideas, its criticisms, and its solutions to a much larger community. Instead of having our ID photos taken today, we will take pictures with every family member and every friend we can find, all the while perfecting our skinny arm pose. Each of these photos will capture the same spirit of nervousness that we hated in our original ID pictures. And that's okay. It's okay to be nervous, and it's okay to be excited. The energy that stayed with us throughout our DePaul career will continue to thrive in each of us. It will continue to push us to do better and continue to inspire passion in our pursuits. We have done great things here, and we will continue to do great things. Today and tomorrow, as we finish packing all of the unnecessary items that we swore we would need in college, and head back to the different states and countries from which we came, we must remember that while we are leaving Greencastle, DePaul will stay with us. We have done a lot for DePaul, but DePaul has done a lot for us. Here we have learned not only skills, but how to think, how to examine, and how to question. We have been given the tools not only to succeed in our own pursuits, but to inspire others to do so as well. As I drive off campus and out of town towards I-70 East, I look at this small rural town in a very different light than I did when I entered. I will see the rundown KFC as the place where we were able to pick up late night double downs, and the plethora of gas stations as the places where we purchased our much needed Red Bulls during finals. This is not just a small rural town in Indiana. It is our home, a home that will continue to support us as new alumni. So in my last act as a student, I want to say thank you. Thank you to President Casey for caring so deeply about DePaul and the students who live here. Thank you to the professors who have shared their passions with us and have helped us discern our own passions. Thank you to the staff for the individual attention and support you have given. Thank you to my wonderful friends who have kept me energized. Thank you to the women of 402 Indiana who have become my family. Thank you, Trevor, for putting up with me even when I didn't deserve it. And finally, thank you to all the parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles sitting in the crowd today. We could not have done this without you. Mom, I could not have done this without you. It is Sunday, May 23rd, 2010, and class of 2010, we have again arrived. Congratulations.